This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com. It's time to give you our picks in the NBA slate tonight. And listen, we went 4-3 last night. We had a good night. I should have gone homer, right? I should have gone with the Miami Heat. Laid the 5.5, but I took the 5.5. It was a 6.1. That would have been a nice swing, 5-2. But hey, that's how life is. We still won 4-3, so all right. Now we're 44-46, and we got pretty much action on all the games tonight. Let's go first with the Suns at the Knicks now. Line is Suns -3. Knicks, they're 11-30 overall. You know, they're 6-13 at home, all right? So they don't dominate at home. I mean, they're 11-30. They're a bad team. But they've almost won as much at home as on the road. Now, the Suns are 16-24, slightly better, but they're 7-10 on the road. They're not a bad road team, and they're favored by 3 tonight. And you know what? I'm going to go with the Suns. I'm rolling with Phoenix. I'm laying the 3 against the sorry Knicks. All right. Boston and the Bucks. This is one of the marquee games of the evening. Maybe the marquee game of the... Yeah, it's actually the marquee game of the evening, actually. Right now, the Bucks are favored by 10.5. The over and under is 225.5. Now, we're talking about two teams that... Well, the scoring differential for the Celtics, second highest in the conference at 6.6. Problem is Milwaukee is at 12.6. They played a game where Milwaukee won recently 116-105 by 11. The spread is 10.5. All right. I don't know. You do the math. This one's going to be really, really close. You know what? I'm going to lean to the Celtics. I know Jaylen Brown is questionable, so I'm hoping that Brown ends up playing today. If he does, I like the bet. I'm going to go Boston. I'm going to take the 10.5. I don't expect them to win, but I just think they're going to make it close. So I'm going to ride the dog, taking Boston, 10.5 here. All right. Jazz are at Pelicans. This is a really interesting one. The Jazz have won 10 in a row. No Mike Conley. Doesn't matter. They've won 10 in a row. Utah just won a game in Utah, 128-126 against these Pelicans. Now, I tell you this because the Pelicans are 15-26 on the season, but they're 7-3 in their last 10. So they've won half of their games in this stretch right now. I got to tell you, Pelicans are playing tough basketball. You know, I know they're all inspired. They'll be getting Zion back, all that good stuff. Not that that matters tonight, but I'm going to take the Pelicans +5 because even if the Jazz win this game, I think it'll be a close one. I'm going to take the home team, inspired effort. They keep it close. The other thing is I'm going to go with the over. 225.5. I think there's going to be, it was 128-126. That's over 225. I'm going over. So I'm going to go Pelicans +5 and over 225.5. All right. Nuggets are at Warriors. No Murray, no Harris, no Millsap. All right. Second team in the conference right now are the Nuggets. Warriors, they've lost 9 in a row. They're a bad team. I'm going to take the Nuggets. I'm going to lay the 3.5. And I'm actually going to go with the under 213 here. That's the total, 213. Warriors are terrible. I'm counting on the Nuggets. And because they're not at full strength, I'm counting on them to win, but I'm also not counting on the Warriors to score a lot. So keep it under 213 and Nuggets laying 3.5. All right, final game on the slate. The Magic are visiting the Clippers. Now, problem is here that the Magic are 7-13 on the road. Not a great home team. But the Clippers are 6-4 in their last 10. They're laying 11.5. And The Magic are kind of gritty. They're in the playoffs right now, and they made the playoffs last year. I think they're actually going to give the Clippers, you know, a little bit of a game that they'll keep it interesting. They're going to lose, but I'm going to go Magic plus 11.5. It's a lot of points. I think Clippers might get bored towards the end, where the Orlando Magic can kind of backdoor this and pick it up on the points. All right, so here we go. Suns minus 3 against the Knicks. I got the Celtics plus 10.5 against the Bucks. I've got the Pelicans plus 5 and the over 225.5 with the Jazz and the Pelicans. Then I've got Nuggets minus 3.5 and the under 213 in this one. And then Magic are at Clippers, and I'm going to take the dog on the road, and I'm going to go Orlando plus 11.5. Good luck to everybody. Hey, listen, if you lose your home, your shirt, whatever, maybe your girl, don't blame me, all right? We tried.